Good morning, everyone. It's so terrific to see so many of you here today. I am Carrie Eglinton Manor, President and CEO of OraSure Technologies, and I want to welcome each of you here this morning. First, I'd like to recognize our distinguished guests who are here with us today. Senator Lisa Boscola, Representative Mike Schlossberg, Representative Joe Emmerich, Representative Bob Freeman, Representative Pete Schweier, Representative Josh Siegel, Luke Bernstein from the Pennsylvania Chamber of Business, Don Cunningham, President of the Lehigh Valley Economic Development. Yes, thank you, Don. Rick Seiger, Secretary of the Pennsylvania Community and Economic Development Commission. Did I get that right?
It's all right. You're good.
Good.
Sorry, Rick. Mayor Willie Reynolds. Mayor Sal Panto. County Executive McClure. And County Executive Armstrong. Thank you all so much for joining us this morning. I am delighted to lead our growing organization here at OTI that transforms health through actionable insight and powers the shift that connects people to healthcare wherever they are. Some of you know that OraSure was incubated in the Lehigh Valley in 1987 as part of Ben Franklin Technology Partners on Lehigh University's campus. Fast forward to 2000, when we were officially incorporated and publicly traded as OraSure. 2 years later, we expanded and built our corporate headquarters on land formerly occupied by Bethlehem Steel. And in the years that followed, we have continued to innovate, to grow, to acquire other companies, and what started as three Lehigh University graduates and a dream transformed into an international corporation with four locations around the globe, consolidating here in the Lehigh Valley with a global impact on healthcare. Just over a year ago, we opened this brand new 130,000 square foot facility where we are today. In this space, we manufacture 2 million diagnostic tests per week, tests for conditions like COVID-19, HIV, hepatitis C, as well as Ebola. Tests that provide better insights and increase access, quality, and affordability of care for more people. At OraSure, we are proud of the legacy and energized by what lies ahead. We appreciate that the flourishing future we envision is in part made possible through very healthy regional economy and the robust relationships and collaboration with our government partners, including the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We are honored to host today's press conference where Governor Josh Shapiro will share details about his strategy and vision for the economic future of the Commonwealth. Since taking office, the governor has been an outstanding partner to Lehigh Valley and our business community. His administration is working hard to ensure Pennsylvania reaches its full economic potential, which is of paramount importance to us at OraSure and all of our fellow companies across the state. At this time, I am delighted and grateful for the opportunity to introduce, welcome, and turn it over to our Pennsylvania Governor, Josh Shapiro. Welcome.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, good morning. It is good to be here, and I want to just say it's wonderful, Senator Boscola, to be back in the Lehigh Valley. Route 22 almost made it hard for me to get here today. But I want to say it's good to be back, and I want to thank Carrie for that kind introduction and for hosting us here at OraSure. What an incredibly cool company. And I wanted to be back here today in the Lehigh Valley at this leading life sciences company because I think it is proof that in the Shapiro-Davis administration, we are bullish on the Lehigh Valley. We are bullish on this region. Ten months ago, I spoke at one of your economic development conferences, and I told you that we were going to put together a plan of attack, that we were going to have a vision, and that we were going to use the Lehigh Valley as a model for how to do economic development all across this Commonwealth. Well, today I came back, and I came back today because I've been inspired by the work that y'all are doing here. Here in the Lehigh Valley, you have formed unique partnerships between business and labor, government, our universities, and economic development groups led by the great Don Cunningham and others who do this important work. Don, thank you very much. I think those partnerships are really key. In fact, this company where we are today, as you heard a moment ago from Carrie, grew out of one of those partnerships between the Commonwealth and Lehigh University. This is a region on the rise, and it is all because you all have put together a plan here in the Lehigh Valley, and you have consistently stayed true to it and executed every step of the way. You've created thriving communities like the one here in Bethlehem that the great Mayor Willie Reynolds represents. You've supported major companies like Ideal Semiconductors, B. Braun, where I have visited, and Shift 4 Payments, where I've also been. You've created good union jobs, and you've invested in creating real opportunity to make sure all folks have a shot. And you've got great leadership here at home and in Harrisburg, helping make sure that you've got the resources you need to be able to compete. I'm proud to be joined today by County Executive Lamont McClure and County Executive Armstrong, by Senator Boscola and Representatives Emmerich and Schweier, Schlossberg, Samuelson, and Freeman. I feel like I see you guys every week. It's good to be back with you. Thank you. Over the past year, my team has engaged with leaders here in the Lehigh Valley and across Pennsylvania to learn from you, so that we could develop a statewide economic development strategy that builds on your strengths and sets you up for success. Folks like Luke Bernstein, who joins us today, along with Abby Smith, their teams at the Pennsylvania Chamber and Team PA, respectively, helped us pull together experts and leaders in the fields across Pennsylvania. And while Secretary Rick Seiger of the Department of Community and Economic Development led this initiative, I want to make clear that this is a whole of government strategy. That is why today I'm joined by several members of my cabinet, including Secretary Mumin from the Department of Education, because we understand in order to be competitive, it starts in our classrooms. We're joined by Secretary Walker from the Department of Labor and Industry, because of course we are a people-powered economy and we've got to make sure that labor and industry work closely together. By Secretary Carroll of PennDOT, because we got to make sure people can get to and from and our shipping lanes are open, and I'll be talking to him about Route 22 when this is over. And of course, we're joined by Secretary Russell Redding from the Department of Agriculture. Agriculture is central to our economic power, and for too long, ag has been left out of the conversation. Now they are sitting around the table. And I'm also proud to be joined by Acting Secretary Shirley of the Department of Environmental Protection. She understands the importance of balancing protection for the clean air we breathe and water we drink, and making sure that industry can still thrive. This is not an either or, it is a both and Secretary Shirley understands that. The fact that each of them are here and all of you are here today is proof that Pennsylvania is ready for a targeted strategy going forward. One that creates real economic opportunity for all, one that seizes on our strengths in Pennsylvania, one that finally recognizes that we need to invest if we want to compete nationally and internationally. Today, I'm back here in the Lehigh Valley to announce that for the first time in nearly two decades, Pennsylvania finally has a statewide economic development strategy. Since day one of my administration, which was about a year ago, I made clear that we would again be open for business. And in my first year, we hit the ground running. We brought new energy to economic development here in the Lehigh Valley and all across Pennsylvania. In my first week, I created the Office of Transformation and Opportunity, a one-stop shop for businesses, helping them connect the dots and giving them the support they need to thrive. And under the leadership of our Chief Transformation Officer, Ben Kirshner, who joins us today, this office has done everything from helping small, diverse businesses become certified to bid for state work to supporting major life sciences and development and developers overcome permitting and licensing delays. This was an idea born out of an aggressive transition team that we had in place, led by Bill Sasso, who joins us here today. The work of that transition team, what I heard when I was campaigning for governor, is coming to fruition here today and has been throughout my first year in office. As a result of that vision, we've been able to speed up government, cut down processing times, eliminate backlogs, and make sure we slash red tape. We even created an online money-back guarantee system for permits where you can request a refund for your application fee if we fail to deliver your permit on time. You know, when I took office, it took 8 weeks to get a common business license and nearly every business person in Pennsylvania needs. 8 weeks the day I was sworn in as your governor. Today it takes less than 3 days to get that same license. We are moving at the speed of business. We are aggressively competing for more jobs and new businesses here in Pennsylvania. Consider this for a moment. We have brought in more than $1.2 billion in new private sector investments in our first year through our direct engagement. And that direct engagement has helped create over 2,500 new jobs here in Pennsylvania because of the work that my cabinet and my team have done. Think about Schles Bottles, which is relocating to Allentown from New Jersey and creating 98 manufacturing jobs here in the Valley. And I must say, just as an aside, I think Billy Joel owes us a new Allentown song, Allentown 2.0. I'm sick and tired of hearing that old song. He owes us a new one. Given what is happening in Allentown and across the Lehigh Valley, this is Lehigh Valley 2.0. We are proud of the work that is happening here. You know, in Harrisburg, we have worked together across party lines. You've got Democrats and Republicans here today to make significant investments in economic development, including millions of dollars in flexible funding dollars to help attract companies here, to support our communities, and to train the next generation of workers that we're going to need to do the jobs that are happening here and all across Pennsylvania. I am very proud of the progress we've made, if you can't tell, the progress that we have made together. But it's also clear that we've got a lot more work to do. Even with all that we have accomplished in this first year to move at the speed of business, the investments we've made that have spurred on the investment of private capital, it's important to note that we are still not in the top 10 states for doing business. And when it comes to job creation, well, let's be frank, Pennsylvania is even further behind. You've heard me say many times, I am competitive as hell. I want to win. I want us to be first at everything. Well, here's the thing. We've got to define what winning is, and then we've got to go toward that. To me, this is what winning looks like. It means being a leader in economic development, innovation, and job creation. It means taking advantage of our strengths and leaning in, investing in industries where we have the potential to see explosive growth over the course of the next decade. But I will say, for too long, we have failed to fully capitalize on this potential. We have lacked a concrete plan. We've at times lacked leadership, and we've lacked vision in order to take us to the next level. That's why Secretary Seiger and DCD, working with other agencies in my administration, spent the last year creating that vision for Pennsylvania's economic future. And in the last 4 months, they have held listening sessions all across Pennsylvania with business and labor, economic development organizations, nonprofits, our colleges and universities. They have traveled all across Pennsylvania to make sure that we listen to people in this Commonwealth and we address their needs. And so now today, I'm incredibly proud to unveil the results of the months of their hard work. For the first time in nearly two decades, we've got a plan that brings all of those stakeholders behind common goals to grow our economy and prove that when we work together, Pennsylvania gets it done. This plan is going to set down the foundational pieces here that will pave the way for core investments and strategies that build on these goals and will make us a national leader. Because the truth is, to really compete, you've got to put a marker down. You've got to lean in and you've got to play to your strength. It's not just about throwing money around in budgets. It's about using our tax dollars wisely and strategically. So how are we going to get there? Well, I've got five core goals. When I give my second budget proposal, which will come next week in the Capitol, you'll see significant investments that directly tie back to what I'm announcing here today. First, we are going to invest in our economic growth in order to compete. My administration invited a group of leading site selectors from across the country to our state capitol a few months ago. I want to share with you what their feedback was. They told us that they really loved Pennsylvania. They acknowledged that we have a skilled workforce, world-class universities, and relatively speaking, low cost of living compared to other states. They recognize that we are strategically located within just a day's drive of four of the nation's largest markets. But they told us it's nearly impossible to sell a company on the Commonwealth because we don't have sites ready to go. Think about it. You can't open up a factory or build a new plant without a foundation. But we don't have the right kind of sites that are ready right now in Pennsylvania. Other states literally have pads shovel ready. Permits are done, electrical hookups are already good to go. Well, it's time that we in Pennsylvania to catch up to those other states. We need to catch up now because it takes years to develop these kinds of sites. You'll see me propose in my budget next week a major investment in site development to do just that. But I want to be clear, that's just a start. That's the first prong of attack. Here's the second part of our plan. We're going to continue to move at the speed of business. That means speeding up processing times. It's great we went from 8 weeks to 3 days on that business license, but I'm hungry for even more success when it comes to speeding up government. Third, we will open up the doors of opportunity for all Pennsylvanians. We'll invest in our workers and create an opportunity economy right here in Pennsylvania. From investing in new apprenticeships and on-the-job training to funding a new Career Connect program for $2 million to connect employers with talented young people and create thousands of internships over the course of the next 10 years. Fourth, we are going to innovate in order to win. We're going to put significant capital behind targeted innovation funds that provide support for startups and entrepreneurs, including a $10 million fund for our Ag Innovation Fund. You know, last summer I had the privilege of going to Reinford Dairy Farm in Juniata County, where I got to see a methane digester they used to turn waste into electricity, not just at that farm, but for the neighborhood nearby. There is real innovation happening all across our Commonwealth, especially on our farmlands, and we need to support it now more than ever. Fifth, we are going to build vibrant, resilient communities, and we are going to invest in our main streets again in Pennsylvania and ensure that there is enough affordable housing for all the employees that we're going to bring to Pennsylvania. But to do that, we've got to rethink how we're funneling investments to our local economies and to our local main streets. Every Pennsylvania town, rural, urban, or suburban, has a main street. You can often define the well-being of a community based on the health of that main street. So we're going to invest there, $3.5 million to launch the Pennsylvania Regional Challenge. I believe in competition. This challenge is part of it. It's going to incentivize regional planning so local communities will want to work together, not apart, but together in order to leverage resources available to them, like what you have done here in the Lehigh Valley. You're going to be the model for other communities across Pennsylvania. And we're going to make a major investment of $25 million in Main Streets Matters, which will build off the great work of our Keystone Communities Initiative to support small businesses, downtowns and main streets in communities all across this Commonwealth. These kinds of investments are game changers for communities. One of the reasons I wanted to be here today is because I wanted the opportunity to look the Dean of the House of Representatives, your representative, Bob Freeman, in the eye and thank him for the work that he has done for main streets across Pennsylvania. This guy, literally wrote the bill for Elm Street designation within that Keystone Communities legislation. And you gotta understand, I know about this because I was a state representative back then. This guy twisted my arm to vote yes, and we did. And he didn't have to twist it that hard. But because of Representative Freeman's leadership, we now have a model for the rest of the Commonwealth. And it was born here in the Lehigh Valley, and we are going to invest in it. We believe in our main streets. Thank you, Representative Freeman. I'll talk a lot more about other investments we're going to make next week, but this is the kind of work we need to do if we're going to be a national leader, if we're going to be a leader in industry and job growth and innovation, and most importantly, if we are going to be a leader in opportunity. I believe here in Pennsylvania, everyone should have the freedom to chart their own course and the opportunity to succeed. And in order to do that, we've got to invest. Consider this for a moment. Let's just take two of our neighbors. New York, you're familiar with here in the east, and Ohio in the west. Each of those states invests far more in economic development than we do in Pennsylvania. Let me break that down a little bit more granularly, okay? Ohio, which has 1.5 million fewer people than Pennsylvania, invests 7 times the amount in economic development than we do here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I am sick and tired of losing to Ohio, New York, New Jersey, or anyone else. We've got to win again here in Pennsylvania. And to do that, we are going to invest. We're going to. When we invest, we can unleash our full potential in Pennsylvania. But listen, as I said before, while I believe we can excel in all kinds of sectors in Pennsylvania, I think we need to use our tax dollars far more strategically than we ever have before. So to execute this plan and help communities across Pennsylvania flourish, we are going to focus on 5 priority sectors going forward. The 5 pillars of opportunity: agriculture, energy, life sciences, manufacturing, and robotics and technology. These industries are the legs of our economy's stool. I know stools have 4 legs, but this is gonna be a really firm stool. It's gonna hold everything up. We've got a 5th leg. And listen, we need to make sure it is worthwhile for more businesses in these sectors to invest in us and to invest in Pennsylvania. Businesses like OraSure or Spark Therapeutics in Philadelphia, who are developing life-saving test kits and gene therapies, are making this Commonwealth a hub for life sciences. Or companies like Westinghouse in Western Pennsylvania, they are quite literally right now in Western Pennsylvania developing the future of nuclear energy, serving underserved areas with small, clean, portable energy. This is groundbreaking stuff that's happening in Pennsylvania. Think about Little Leaf Farm up in Carbon County, not too far from here. They're operating the largest, most technologically advanced greenhouse in the world. And consider this, when it comes to produce, Pennsylvania is 3rd in the nation in organic sales. Little Leaf is an important part of that. Our growing life sciences sector in Philadelphia and the Lehigh Valley is ranked 6th in the nation. And after Texas, home of the horrible Dallas Cowboys, a state, by the way, more than twice as large as Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania is still the 2nd largest net energy supplier, in our country. Think about that. We are punching above our weight. We've got to invest more in energy in order to capitalize that. I think if we focus on these 5 key industries, that's going to allow us to build on that legacy of leadership that we hold in Pennsylvania. This is the place that has powered the economy from the birth of our nation all the way through. And it is time we get back to that winning spirit and think of ourselves as that national leader. not just a regional participant. We can do this work together, and we can do it while making effective use of taxpayer dollars. Let me be clear about something in closing here. This plan that we are unveiling today, I told Secretary Sager very clearly, I didn't want him to write a book that sat on a shelf. I wanted him to write the Bible that is going to sit on our table, that we are going to live by and refer to every single day, easily over the next decade and hopefully long into the future. That this is going to be our roadmap to progress, with concrete goals to inform our investment decisions for years to come. And it is my hope that this sends a clear message to all Pennsylvanians that we want you involved in our progress. Pennsylvania is a place of economic opportunity. I know that we are shooting for a lot here, but I know that Secretary Sager and the Department of Community and Economic Development and his team there, they are going to be tracking dozens of metrics to make sure we continue on the right path over the next 10 years, that we report back to the public on our process, that we make progress, that we make changes as needed, and that we are accountable to the legislature and the public for the way we spend taxpayer dollars. And we are getting to work right away. Next week, I'll be asking my colleagues in the Capitol, Republicans and Democrats alike, to buy into this plan, to believe in it, and to appropriate dollars to fulfill it. All of the foundational pieces are here in Pennsylvania, ready for us to build something new. We just need to come together to the table to make this happen. And I believe we can do just that. I believe we can do big things again in Pennsylvania, from saving lives to rebuilding I-95 in 12 days. We are proving in Pennsylvania that we can do big things. We've got to harness that energy, that belief, the track record of success, and our future of prosperity. And here in the Lehigh Valley, you all know how to do that work. That's why I wanted to come here today to make this important announcement, to build on the progress you've made, to use you as a model for the rest of this Commonwealth, and to help infuse the energy that you have here all across Pennsylvania. Because here in Pennsylvania, when we work together, we get it done. I believe in Pennsylvania, and I believe we have a bright future ahead, and I believe economic development is a key to that bright future. Thank you all very much for having me here today to make this important announcement. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The person that has overseen this work, who has been dedicated to getting it done and making sure we build this roadmap to success, is the great Secretary Rick Sager from the Department of Community and Economic Development. And I want to invite him up to say a few words. Mr. Secretary. Thank you.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm really honored to be here today in the Lehigh Valley with the governor, with Senator Buskol, with Don Cunningham, with Kerry, the CEO of Orishore, with Luke Bernstein, legislative leaders, folks from across the Commonwealth. This is a great day. Our team at DCD is so excited. We've been working on this strategy in collaboration with colleagues for months now. And today we're finally introducing it to the world. I want to just take a moment to acknowledge the hard work of my colleagues at DCED, some of whom actually just ran in the door 5 minutes ago because they were stuck in traffic. Can I just ask the DCED team to stand up and be recognized? Let's give these folks a round of applause. Thanks. I also really want to express my deep gratitude and personal gratitude for the collaboration of my partners across the cabinet who have been recognized here today. You know, economic development is a team sport, and these folks really helped put this strategy together, loaned staff time, loaned expertise to make sure it reflects a whole of government approach. So thanks very much to my colleagues. Yeah. And I know I'm thanking a bunch of people the governor thanked already, but this one's important. I wanna thank my closest partner in this work, Chief Transformation Officer Ben Kirshner and his team for their deep commitment to the process. And then finally, she's gonna hate it, but I'm gonna thank in particular my special assistant, Sarah Spishak, who has led this effort Sarah. And is somehow somehow still standing upright today as we launch this thing. So thank you, sir. But maybe most importantly, I want to thank you, right? I want to thank businesses and economic development professionals and labor leaders and higher education leaders and local elected officials, legislators, and so many other folks who engaged us as we canvassed this state looking for ideas. We got ideas and input from all 67 counties, views that have contributed mightily to this plan. This was an incredible effort by all involved, and these folks are really key to their dedication and hard work getting it over the line. And now, as the governor said, for the first time in almost 20 years, we have a playbook for the Shapiro administration's economic development. It's not a report that we're putting on the shelf. And I want to just give you a couple of proof points of that. First, even as we're working on this strategy, we've been identifying our most pressing needs and taking action. For example, earlier this year, we invested in site development in a pilot program called PA Sites, which we announced last year. As the governor said, we've incentivized well over $1.2 billion in new investment across Pennsylvania. And just today, in case you couldn't tell, we launched a new brand and a new business website, pagetsitdone.com, to streamline the process of marketing our Commonwealth to businesses and real estate professionals around the world. I'm also really excited to announce today that in the coming weeks, we'll launch a process to ensure that the agency, DCED, reflects our ambition in this plan. And we'll be restructuring elements of DCED to move the plan forward. That means bringing our domestic and international business attraction and retention, project management, sales and marketing, and data analytics capabilities together under a single part of our organization and scaling up our department to compete on a national and global level. To lead this critical work, we'll be launching a national search in the coming weeks for a new chief commercial officer and deputy secretary reporting directly to me, who needs to have both the spirit of collaboration and a heck of a lot of competition. And I look forward to sharing more in the coming weeks about this exciting new development. You know, as I wrap up here, I want to just be clear. We're moving in an exciting new direction, but this is not only the work of state government. Like, we cannot do this alone. And that's why we've been so intently focused on collaborating with the groups I mentioned earlier. Our hope is that by putting this plan out in the world, our partners and our private sector leaders in every part of Pennsylvania can see themselves in this strategy too, and find common cause with the ambitious goals the Shapiro administration is putting forward. Because we can only increase our competitiveness and grow our economy if we work together. And we only succeed if our plan works for the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. In case you can't tell, I am really energized and ready to get to work. And while our team, who you met today, is clear-eyed about the significant challenges ahead, we're more committed than ever to helping make Pennsylvania a better place to live, work, and do business. This is a really exciting time for Pennsylvania, and I can't wait to get going and prove to businesses around the world that Pennsylvania gets it done. Thank you so much. And now it's my distinct honor to welcome a real champion of economic development to the podium, Senator Lisa Boscola. Senator.
Thank you.
All right. Please.
Awesome. Well, I'm really excited to be back here at Orishore. We were here about in 2022 for the ribbon cutting, and it was so cold. I remember it being cold out, and then we were in the midst of COVID and all that. But, you know, it was a good ribbon cutting, and now I'm here again to see this fabulous facility. And it reminded me, and Governor Shapiro reminded me of this when we were talking about economic development. It's true. Orishore came out of the Ben Franklin partnerships, and it was an incubator at the time. And every single budget in Harrisburg, the leaders asked me, what's your priority? And I said, economic development, the Ben Franklins, because we get a return on our investment and our dollars. So when the governor comes here to lay out his plan for economic development, here, right here in the Lehigh Valley, we are special to have him here. I have to honestly tell you, he's been here about 7 or 8 times in the last year, which I've never known a governor to ever be here this much in a term, let alone in the first year. So thank you very much. But everything he's doing, everything he's doing when it comes to property taxes and seniors. He was just here, and Representative Samson, that was your bill. He came here to talk about that in the Lehigh Valley. He came to the Greenway in Bethlehem, and that was about DCNR. And now it's economic development. In Harrisburg, we, over the years, have forgotten about economic development. In fact, we have cut from economic development programs over the history of maybe 30 years since I've been in Harrisburg. I don't want to show my age, but it's been about 30 years, and I've been through a lot of governors. This one really does get it. And when you talk about trying to compete regionally, when you have your competitive regional strategy here, we are ready in the Lehigh Valley to compete. We will win some of these grants on the merits, Governor. Good. So I just wanted to just be here to say thank you for being here again. We just love your stamina, we love your energy, and we are going to get stuff done.
You're here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Great job. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Senator, and thank you, Governor. Thanks to OraShore for hosting today's event. This is just an incredible facility and a fitting location for today's announcement. As the Senator mentioned, it was just a few short years ago that OraShore made a major announcement of its own. And thanks to the company's innovative solutions to help Pennsylvanians overcome the pandemic, OraShore expanded its manufacturing presence right here in the Lehigh Valley and added hundreds of jobs. But this all started with a plan. The company identified a problem. They developed a plan to address it. They created a solution. They got support. They grabbed partners and brought them in and worked together. They executed that plan. And as a result, they not only strengthened public health, but it spurred economic activity and development throughout the region. That would not have happened without a plan. In life, we'll never know how to get to a desired destination unless we have a plan to get there, unless we are prepared. We've heard a lot about Benjamin Franklin today. Benjamin Franklin, a famous Pennsylvanian, was the one who's credited with saying, "By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail." The governor realizes this. The governor recognizes this early on, and he took the critical step of bringing together public and private sector stakeholders and got all of us on the same page. And he said, "We need to lay out a strategic vision aimed at making Pennsylvania more competitive. We all agree that we need more businesses in Pennsylvania, like OraShore. We need them to continue to invest, to grow, to hire, to make more of an impact and support its local community. That and those investments are what makes the state's economy strong. And while we all may have our own ideas or suggestions or thoughts on how to best do that, we need a plan. It could be tax reform. It could be workforce readiness. It could be site selection. All of this comes together and creates a plan for how to make Pennsylvania more competitive. I really want to applaud the governor for prioritizing competitiveness. I want to applaud his team and the cabinet here today for presenting key policies for consideration. This is very important. This is a very critical step. As we said, it was more than 20 years, more than two decades, since Pennsylvania last developed a statewide economic strategy to be more competitive. But other states, they have not sat idle. What does that result have looked like? What has that looked like? Thousands of Pennsylvanians being born. They've gone to school here. They finished that schooling or training, and they've left to take jobs at other states. Those are thousands of lost opportunities that we no longer can afford to lose. Some regions, like the Lehigh Valley, have done it very well. But there's not been a statewide effort to pull us all together, a statewide competitiveness strategy that will move the entire state forward. With the goal of developing sites, competing through various business reforms like tax reform and other areas, recruiting the key industries of the future and making those a priority, ensuring that Pennsylvanians stay in Pennsylvania. On behalf of the Pennsylvania Chamber, the state's largest broad-based business advocacy organization, with approximately 10,000 member businesses, the business community is proud to stand with the governor and work with him, his administration, the legislature, toward the shared goal of making Pennsylvania the most competitive state in the country to do business. We all may emphasize different areas or strategies or things that we think will make the state more competitive, but that has to start with a plan, and the governor has started that. A key recognition is that we have the tools to compete, and we do. We need the right policies and the strategy to do just that, and I'm very proud to be here today for this important announcement. I again want to thank the governor. I want to thank his team, Secretary Seiger, Ben Kirshner, the cabinet, Abby Smith at Team PA. There's been a lot of people that have worked very hard in putting this plan together and launching this effort, and I'm grateful to be a part of it and want to thank the governor again, his team. And with that, I want to thank my regional partner, who's been a big part of this and has done a great job locally, and turn the podium over to my friend, Don Cunningham.
Thank you. And if you don't know who that was, that's Luke Bernstein, the president of the Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. We also have with us our president of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, Tony Iannelli, here. Thanks, Tony. I'm last. I'll be quick. I want to thank Governor Shapiro, Secretary Seiger, Ben Kirshner, and all of your team for being here at Oreshore in the Lehigh Valley. You honor us by coming to our corner of the state for this groundbreaking announcement. But more importantly, you honor all of Pennsylvania with your hard work, your commitment, and your leadership. And thank you, Kari, for hosting us here. The Lehigh Valley has long been proud of Oreshore as one of its own and for its role across the nation and the world. It's long overdue for the state to have a comprehensive and strategic approach to economic growth, backed up by strong and committed leadership and resources. You don't win in the world of business or sports or anything without a good strategic focus, dogged leadership, and resources. This is a smart plan, a practical approach for economic growth that capitalizes on the state's assets and its people while bringing us into the real world of 21st century competition for jobs, new businesses, new sectors, and the skills development of our people, our most important asset. I've been working on the redevelopment of Bethlehem and the Lehigh Valley since 1995, when I watched my steelworker father and his buddies walk out of Bethlehem Steel for the last time. It's been almost 30 years in various roles, and for the last 11 years, I've gotten to do it full time with Lehigh Valley Economic Development. We've often felt like the little engine that could, chugging away in the shadows of our much larger neighbors. Today, you bring us and the rest of Pennsylvania a much more powerful engine. We're proud of what's happened here, proud of our role in the country as a top 50 manufacturing center with an annual GDP that tops $50 billion. We're proud of our recovery and renaissance from the days of loss. But most importantly, what matters is the opportunity it creates for our people. In the end, that's what economic development is, the chance to have a job to match your skills, to make a living, and to carve out your little piece of the American dream. But it all starts with a plan, a commitment, and leadership. And Governor Shapiro, Secretary Seiger, all you cabinet secretaries, all of your team, you have brought that to Pennsylvania and the Lehigh Valley. We thank you for that. And we offer and pledge our tireless commitment and partnership to help you get it done. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. So I want to spend some time with the group here, but I know we're going to take some questions from the media. Kari, you're going to answer the hard ones, and I'll take all the others.
First question, real quick, what's the price?
We're going to propose our budget next week. We'll propose significant investments in economic development. It'd be important to note that my budget will be balanced, doesn't raise taxes, and creates the opportunity for important investments in economic development. We can't afford not to do this right now. We've got to invest.
When you say significant investments, we talk like could you give a little more specificity?
You should come to the budget address next week, and we'll talk about it there. For some, there'll be significantly more than what we proposed or than what we printed in the release. I've long believed that Pennsylvania needs to raise its minimum wage to at least $15 an hour, and I've talked about this for many years. I was incredibly proud of the House of Representatives, now under Democratic leadership. One of the first acts they took was to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. They sent that bill over to the Senate, where it's not been acted upon yet. That is something that I consider to be unfinished business. It's something I think we need to find common ground between the House and Senate, and something we're going to be focused on trying to get done together this year.
Last thing for me, I don't remember the last time there was an economic crisis. I think I remember looking at the news. Why should this still matter to the people? I think it's here as well. Why should this matter to me?
I think the average person wants to see Pennsylvania compete and win. The reason they want to see that is because it means wages go up, jobs are created. Communities that have been hollowed out get that second chance. And as Pennsylvania, we understand what it means to take a leadership role in the nation. Go back and read the history books. Problem is, it's been too long in our history books. Now we need to look forward and see us as leaders in the nation. That's why I believe we need to focus on these five legs of the stool. That's why we need to be focused on these strategic investments that we laid out to be leaders in order to raise wages, create opportunity, bring communities back and revitalize them. Working together, I'm confident we can do just that. Anybody in the back?
Okay. For me. So what is it? Actually, what is it about the Lehigh Valley that you think makes it a useful model? And what is the payoff that the Valley, its business people, its ordinary residents can expect?
What I see here in the Lehigh Valley that makes y'all unique, there's some other communities across Pennsylvania who are doing this, but y'all have really figured out how to do it so effectively. You have brought together labor and business. You've brought together politicians of both parties. You've got the federal, state, and local leadership all working in harmony, all working in unison. And while there may be, you know, temporary moments of disagreement, the reality is, and you heard this from Don Cunningham before, there's been a plan in place, you're executing, and you're all driving in the same direction. You recognize the important role that infrastructure, our universities, our private employers all play in this, and you figured out how to use public money really effectively. All of those things together have given this resurgence to the Lehigh Valley. All of these things together are calling on Billy Joel to write a new song, finally. And all of these things together present a blueprint of opportunity for other regions across Pennsylvania. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to launch this here today. Y'all really have your act together, and I'm excited to take this spirit here in the Lehigh Valley and bring it all across Pennsylvania. Anything else? Rosie, we good? Thanks, everybody.